Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined here by Tim Harrison, who's Head of Wealth Management for Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, it's a bit nippy outside. It seems as though the markets are shrugging it off. I see we're higher this morning, so hopefully another good week.
Right, so higher on the FTSE, lower on the pound, which is a nice mix, obviously.
Well, Theresa May obviously announced yesterday in front of her her band of merry men that she is going to invoke Article 50. So I suggest maybe that's a touch of the reason as to why we're seeing a slightly softer pound. That being said, everyone knows my views long term. I think it's no bad thing.
Right. A couple of stocks to look at today. I noticed that Tesco's got a £5 billion pensions deficit. Not a lot of money, obviously, but, you know, could be a bit difficult going forward?
Well, every drop of 0.1% on the yields equates to about 300 odd million increase in their deficit. So you would suggest that with yields being as low as they are, it's just compounding the pain for them. That being said, you know, it's kind of water off a duck's back for the company right now. I don't think we've got a situation a la BHS, etc., where they're going to go surprised there's nothing there. But Dave Lewis, you know, he's been at the helm now for some time. They've embarked on a massive restructuring, and this could be another quarter of growth for the business. Obviously, we've seen so far Morrison's report good figures, Sainsbury's not so much. The retail space is very much a cauldron of fire at the moment. But with Tesco's, is the worst over? I would suggest potentially yes. I think from a technical standpoint, it looks quite interesting. You could see it pushing back to the levels we saw back in March, April.
Yes, there was a beautiful hammer candle just a few days ago there, just above the 173 level. So that looks like that's quite solid. But any targets here from your perspective?
Well, I think it's just a case of another recovery story, which being investment managers for longer term growth, I think it sits well within a portfolio. I can't imagine that they're going to have another financial accounting scandal like they did, which obviously dramatically impacted their shares last year. That being said, they are still the number one. Yes, Aldi, Lidl have made a big impact, but I think Tesco's is the one not to bet against.
Okay, and the next company known for its healthy food?
Well, interestingly, you say that. Greggs the Bakers have actually embarked on quite a campaign to try and get things healthier in their
healthy pasty.
I must confess, it's not a place that I tend to visit unless I'm sat on a motorway service station. But again, with the business changing their tack and the retail, the high street being, you know, under pressure, they have gone into motorway service stations, etc., etc. So it's an interesting one. It's quite a funky stock in terms of how it moves around. But again, if we see some positivity tomorrow with their numbers, then you could see these guys push forward quite nicely.
Right. And is this a Brexit winner, loser, neutral?
Well, they suggested post-Brexit that it could impact their sales, which is probably why you've seen the shares really do nothing of any great volume, unlike some other sectors that have really shot forward. That being said, it's on the smaller cap side, so it dances to its own tune. It would appear that the masses still love a pasty.
Right, I can just imagine them jogging in there from Sports Direct and then getting a pasty on the way home. Just exactly the type of thing that they should be doing. But on that note, Tim Harrison, Wealth Manager at Linear Investments, thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.